Hi, this is Jeanette Thomason, and there's a sweet story by F.H. Borum that drove Sarah Zacharias Davis to write The Friends We Keep. Borum, who is sort of a Max Lucado of his day in the late 1800s and early 1900s, tells about a little boy plagued by nightmares. Night after night, rather than visions of sugar plums, this boy's dreams were intruded upon by a frightening tiger, and the child woke up in fear with a cold sweat and rapidly beating heart. The boy's parents would be wakened by their son's screams and fits, and they quickly decided to send him to a child psychologist. The psychologist listened to the boy's descriptions of the nightmare and suggested, "What if the tiger visiting you is actually a good tiger? In fact, what if he wants to be your friend? The next time the tiger appears in your dream, simply put out your hand and shake his paw and say, 'Hello, old chap.'" That very night, though, the parents once more heard their son's cries from his sleep. They rushed to his room and were just about to gently wake him when a small hand, partly hidden in the arm of his cotton pajamas, shot up from the covers. "Hello, old chap," a sleepy voice muttered. The story of a boy who made friends with the tiger is a favorite of Sarah Zacharias Davis. But she's wondered, is that how it's done? Is mere familiarity how friendships are forged? Does simply banishing the title of a stranger make way for friendship? Or is something more required? In The Friends We Keep, Sarah takes a fascinating look at friendship, its very nature, comfort, and perils, and she compares it to the fantastical tiger pals of our dreams, as well as the ferocious perils that stalk and plague us. Friendship is our most common, one of our most important, and often our most tricky of relationships, she says. In its purest form, friendship is love, but we live in a time and world that uses that word so lightly. "I love chocolate," she writes. "I love my sister, and God loves me." Are those the same kinds of love? She dares readers to examine the friendships in their lives and think again about which is truly a tiger who is perilous and haunting us, and which is a surprising companion, protector, and even guide. She explores questions like, what creates that safe space between friends? How vital is friendship? Is it like air and food or shelter? Why do some friendships last forever and others only for a season? Why must some friends, so intimate at one time, suddenly become lost to us forever? Can you truly be a friend if you have less to offer than what someone else wants and expects? And what are the boundaries of friendship, and how can they be different with every friend? This is a highly readable, engaging, thoughtful book on both human friendships and those with the divine, with God and with Christ. But this isn't a chatty book about girlfriend getaways, as so many are on this topic. The Friends We Keep is Sarah's first book of two with Waterbrook after publishing two highly acclaimed books with Revell. Confessions of an Honest Wife was her first, and Transparent, Getting Honest About Who We Are and Who We Want to Be, was her second. Publishers Weekly said of Confessions with an Honest Wife, "She tackles heart issues like sex, intimacy, and forgiveness with refreshing frankness, and the real-life composite characters are transparent in their storytelling, not pretending to have all the answers." That single ingredient makes the book all the more compelling, PW said. And it's that unabashed candor with remarkable insight that makes Sarah a great addition to Waterbrook's strong line of women Bible teachers and authors. Alongside best-selling authors like Liz Curtis Higgs, Kay Arthur, and Joanna Weaver, Sarah brings a distinctive and younger perspective, but an equally trusted voice. She's the second daughter of highly regarded apologist and author Ravi Zacharias, and she works full-time with his international ministry, traveling the world from offices in Atlanta as senior director of marketing and events. She's seen friendship in many cultures, and she speaks candidly here about her own cherished, lost, and wounding friendships. The safe place and deeper love we expect from a friendship can be found, Sarah writes, and sometimes it comes from a nightmare, and sometimes it's